the remarkable symphony of neural communication. The human brain stands as nature's ultimate masterpiece in biological engineering, orchestrating an intricate ballet of communication between approximately 100 billion neurons, each forming between 5,000 and 10,000 synaptic connections. This vast neural network, containing up to 500 trillion synapses in the adult brain, operates with precision that surpasses our most sophisticated technological achievements. To comprehend the magnitude of this system, consider that this number of connections exceeds the number of stars in 400 Milky Way galaxies. The electroencephalograph, EEG, serves as our privileged window into this remarkable network, capturing brainwave activity across an impressive spectrum from the slowest cortical potentials to rapid oscillations exceeding 50 Hz. The complexity of these neural interactions becomes even more fascinating when we consider that each synapse is not merely a static connection, but a dynamic entity capable of strengthening, weakening, forming, and dissolving based on experience and necessity. This plasticity forms the basis of learning and memory, allowing the brain to continuously adapt to new challenges and environments. The EEG captures these dynamic interactions in real time, providing invaluable insights into both normal brain function and pathological states. The foundation, neurons, and their sophisticated functions. The nervous system's architectural elements consist of three distinct types of neurons, each serving specialized functions in the brain's intricate design. Sensory neurons, the brain's primary information gatherers, conduct signals toward the central nervous system through afferent pathways with remarkable precision and speed. These specialized cells transform environmental stimuli, whether they be light waves hitting the retina, sound waves vibrating the cochlea, or pressure on the skin, into electrical signals that the brain can interpret and process. The sophistication of this transformation becomes evident when we consider how sensory neurons can encode not just the presence of a stimulus, but its intensity, duration, and specific qualities, all while maintaining temporal fidelity that allows for real-time processing of our environment. Motor neurons, operating through efferent pathways, serve as the command delivery system to muscles, glands, and other neurons. These remarkable cells can extend for extraordinary lengths, in some cases, up to a meter, to reach their target tissues. Their ability to rapidly conduct electrical signals enables everything from the simplest reflexes to the most complex coordinated movements. Consider a concert pianist performing a complex piece. Motor neurons are orchestrating the precise timing and force of every finger movement, while simultaneously coordinating posture, breathing, and countless other unconscious adjustments, all happening in milliseconds. Perhaps most fascinating are the inner neurons, which comprise the majority of the brain's neural population. These specialized cells serve as the brain's integrators and information processors, analyzing incoming signals and distributing their processed findings across neural networks. Unlike their sensory and motor counterparts, interneurons typically have shorter processes and are confined entirely within the central nervous system. Their complexity becomes apparent when we consider that a single interneuron might receive input from thousands of other neurons and, in turn, influence thousands more, creating complex processing networks that form the basis of our thoughts, memories, and consciousness. The clinical significance of interneuron function becomes starkly apparent in cases of neurological injury or disease. Clinicians regularly observe how damage to specific interneuron populations can lead to profound effects on cognitive function. For example, in cases of traumatic brain injury, patients may show specific cognitive deficits that correspond directly to damaged interneuron networks in particular brain regions. A patient with damage to interneurons in the prefrontal cortex might maintain their ability to form new memories, but lose the ability to plan and organize their daily activities effectively. The sophisticated interaction between these three types of neurons creates the neural circuits that underlie all brain function. Consider the simple act of reaching for a cup of coffee. Sensory neurons provide constant updates about the cup's position and your hand's location in space. Interneurons integrate this information with stored knowledge about the weight and temperature of coffee cups, and motor neurons execute the precisely coordinated movement required to grasp the cup without spilling its contents. This apparently simple action involves millions of neurons working in perfect coordination, all orchestrated by the brain's intricate communication systems. Neuron structure and its deep clinical implications. The architectural design of neurons, while following a common blueprint across more than 200 different variations, demonstrates nature's elegant solution to the challenge of information processing and transmission. At the heart of each neuron lies the soma, or cell body, a structure typically measuring 20 micrometers in diameter that serves as the cell's command center. Within this compact space, the soma maintains an intricate protein manufacturing facility, orchestrating the production of everything from neurotransmitters to membrane receptors. The soma's spherical nucleus, measuring between 5 and 10 micrometers across, contains the genetic instructions that guide protein synthesis, making it crucial for maintaining neural function and adaptability. The clinical significance of soma health becomes particularly evident in neurodegenerative conditions. For instance, in Alzheimer's disease, the accumulation of abnormal proteins within the soma disrupts normal cellular function, leading to progressive neural deterioration. Similarly, in Parkinson's disease, the accumulation of alpha-synuclein proteins in the soma of dopaminergic neurons gradually impairs their function, resulting in the characteristic motor symptoms of the disease. Extending from the soma like branches of an ancient tree, dendrites create an elaborate reception system for incoming neural signals. These dendritic trees can contain thousands of spines, each capable of forming synapses with other neurons. The plasticity of these dendritic spines, their ability to form, strengthen, weaken, or eliminate connections, provides the physical basis for learning and memory. During learning, these spines undergo remarkable transformations, changing their shape and size to accommodate new synaptic connections, a process known as neuroplasticity. This dynamic remodeling occurs continuously throughout life, though its rate and efficiency may vary with age and condition. The axon, a unique structure found only in neurons, serves as an information highway, conducting electrical signals with remarkable precision and speed. These specialized projections can vary dramatically in length, from less than a millimeter in local circuit neurons to over a meter in motor neurons extending from the spinal cord to the feet. The axon's ability to conduct signals rapidly depends on its myelin sheath, a fatty insulating layer provided by specialized glial cells. The critical nature of this myelin becomes evident in conditions like multiple sclerosis, where damage to the myelin sheath disrupts normal signal transmission, leading to a wide range of neurological symptoms. At the junction between the soma and axon lies the axon hillock, a specialized region that serves as the neuron's decision-making center. This structure integrates all incoming signals, both excitatory and inhibitory, and determines whether the neuron will fire an action potential. The sophistication of this integration process becomes clear when we consider that a single neuron might receive thousands of inputs within milliseconds, each potentially influencing the final decision to fire or remain quiet. Terminal buttons, located at the ends of axon branches, represent the neuron's communication interface with other cells. These specialized structures contain countless synaptic vesicles, each packed with neurotransmitter molecules ready for release. When an action potential arrives at these terminals, it triggers a cascade of events leading to neurotransmitter release into the synaptic cleft. The precision of this release mechanism is remarkable. Each vesicle contains a specific quantity of neurotransmitters, and the timing of release is coordinated down to the millisecond. EEG signal, the symphony of neural activity. The scalp EEG represents one of our most valuable windows into brain function, capturing the synchronized activity of thousands of neurons working in concert. This signal primarily originates from large pyramidal neurons located in layers 3 and 5 of the cortical gray matter, which typically measures between 2 to 4.5 millimeters in thickness. The most crucial contributors to the EEG signal are the excitatory and inhibitory postsynaptic potentials, EPSPs and IPSPs, in apical dendrites, which create the voltage fluctuations we observe as brain waves. Understanding the generation of the EEG signal requires appreciation of the elegant arrangement of cortical neurons. Pyramidal cells, The primary generators of the EEG signal are arranged in cortical columns perpendicular to the brain's surface. This columnar organization allows for the summation of electrical activity from thousands of neurons, creating signals strong enough to be detected at the scalp surface. The contribution of each neuron might be minimal, but their synchronized activity produces measurable voltage differences that reflect the brain's dynamic processing of information. Brainwave patterns, the language of neural communication. The intricate patterns of brain activity revealed through EEG represent a complex language of neural communication, each frequency band telling its own story about mental states and cognitive processes. Beginning with the slowest waves, delta oscillations, 0.5 to 3 Hz, emerge primarily in the frontal regions of the brain, playing a crucial role in deep sleep and developmental processes. These powerful, slow waves represent a unique state of neural synchronization essential for restoration and growth. In clinical settings, the presence of delta waves during wakefulness often signals underlying neurological conditions. For instance, following traumatic brain injury, clinicians frequently observe focal delta activity in regions adjacent to the injury site, providing valuable diagnostic information about the extent and location of neural damage. Theta waves, 3 to 8 Hz, represent one of the most fascinating frequency bands in the EEG spectrum, intimately connected with creative processes, emotional integration, and memory formation. The presence of theta activity in the frontal midline during focused mental tasks reflects the brain's engagement in deep cognitive processing. However, the relationship between theta activity and cognitive function follows an inverse U-shaped curve. While moderate theta activity can facilitate learning and memory, excessive frontal theta often indicates problems with attention and cognitive control. This delicate balance becomes particularly evident in attention deficit disorders, where an elevated theta/beta ratio serves as a reliable biomarker for diagnosis. The alpha rhythm, 8 to 13 Hz, stands as perhaps the most studied of all EEG frequencies, representing a critical indicator of the brain's idle state and cognitive readiness. When a person closes their eyes and enters a relaxed but wakeful state, alpha waves emerge prominently over the posterior regions of the brain, creating a characteristic pattern that clinicians have used as a benchmark for normal brain function for decades. The clinical significance of alpha extends far beyond its role as an idle rhythm. Asymmetries in frontal alpha power have emerged as reliable indicators of emotional processing and mood disorders, with decreased left frontal alpha activity often associated with depression. The sensorimotor rhythm, 13 to 15 Hz, localized over the sensorimotor cortex, provides crucial information about the brain's motor control systems. This rhythm increases in amplitude when the motor system is at rest but alert, creating a state of relaxed readiness that proves optimal for movement control. Clinical applications of SMR training have shown remarkable success in treating conditions ranging from attention deficit disorders to epilepsy, demonstrating the profound connection between motor system stability and overall cognitive function. Beta activity, over 12 Hz, represents the brain's active processing state, with different subbands serving distinct cognitive functions. Lower beta, 12 to 15 Hz, often correlates with quiet, focused attention, while higher beta ranges, 15 to 30 Hz, indicate more intense cognitive processing or anxiety states. The clinical significance of beta activity becomes particularly evident in cases of anxiety disorders, where excessive high beta activity often corresponds with racing thoughts and inability to relax. Conversely, insufficient beta activity in frontal regions might indicate attention problems or cognitive decline, providing valuable diagnostic insights for clinicians. Gamma oscillations, 28 to 80 Hz, represent the highest frequency band commonly studied in EEG, associated with peak cognitive performance and conscious awareness. These rapid oscillations play a crucial role in binding together different aspects of sensory experience into coherent percepts, a process fundamental to consciousness itself. In clinical settings, abnormalities in gamma activity often indicate disruptions in neural integration, seen in conditions ranging from schizophrenia to autism spectrum disorders. Beyond individual frequency bands, The interaction between different frequencies provides crucial information about brain function. For example, the coupling between theta and gamma rhythms plays a vital role in memory formation, while the interaction between alpha and beta activities helps regulate attention and cognitive control. Understanding these cross-frequency interactions has revolutionized our approach to brain disorders, leading to more sophisticated and effective treatment strategies. Neural connectivity and network function, the brain's information highways. The modern understanding of brain function has evolved dramatically from a simple map of specialized regions to a sophisticated model of interconnected networks. These neural networks represent the brain's true operational units, dynamic systems of interconnected neurons working in concert to achieve specific goals. The complexity of these networks becomes apparent when we consider that any given cognitive task requires the coordinated activity of multiple brain regions, each contributing specific aspects to the overall process. The concept of connectivity, the degree of synchronization between different brain regions, has emerged as a fundamental principle in neuroscience. This synchronization occurs at multiple temporal and spatial scales, from the microsecond precise timing of synaptic transmission to the broader rhythms of network oscillations. Clinical evidence has shown that disruptions in connectivity patterns often precede the emergence of symptoms in various neurological and psychiatric conditions, making connectivity analysis a powerful diagnostic tool. Consider the default mode network, DMN, one of the brain's most studied networks, active when we're not focused on the external environment, but rather engaged in introspection, autobiographical memory recall, or thinking about the future. This network, which includes regions in the medial prefrontal cortex, posterior cingulate cortex, and lateral parietal areas, demonstrates how distributed brain regions work together to create complex mental states. Disruptions in DMN function have been linked to conditions ranging from depression to Alzheimer's disease, highlighting its clinical significance. The salience network serves as another crucial example of neural connectivity in action. This network, anchored in the anterior insula and dorsal anterior cingulate cortex, helps the brain determine which stimuli deserve our attention. It works in close coordination with other networks, including the executive control network, to switch between different cognitive states based on environmental demands. Clinicians have observed that abnormalities in salience network function often manifest in conditions like anxiety disorders and schizophrenia, where patients struggle to appropriately filter and respond to sensory information. The executive control network, centered in the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex and posterior parietal cortex, orchestrates goal-directed behavior and cognitive control. This network exemplifies how different brain regions must maintain precise timing relationships to function effectively. When working properly, it allows us to maintain focus, manipulate information in working memory, and make complex decisions. Disruptions in this network's connectivity patterns often result in attention difficulties and executive function deficits. The concept of hub regions, areas of the brain that serve as critical connection points between different networks, has revolutionized our understanding of brain organization. These hubs, often located in evolutionarily newer brain regions, facilitate the integration of information across different functional domains. The posterior cingulate cortex, for example, serves as a critical hub connecting the default mode network with other systems, making it particularly vulnerable in conditions that affect global brain function. Modern neurofeedback approaches have begun targeting these networks directly, moving beyond simple frequency-based training to more sophisticated connectivity-based interventions. For instance, clinicians might now train the synchronization between different nodes of the default mode network in patients with depression, or work to strengthen connectivity between attention networks in ADHD. This network-based approach represents a significant advance in our ability to treat neurological and psychiatric conditions, addressing the underlying neural circuit dysfunction rather than just managing symptoms. The field continues to evolve with new technologies allowing ever more precise mapping of these neural networks. Techniques combining EEG with other imaging modalities provide unprecedented insight into how different brain regions communicate and coordinate their activity. This growing understanding of brain connectivity has profound implications for both diagnosis and treatment, suggesting new therapeutic targets and approaches for a wide range of neurological and psychiatric conditions. As we look to the future, the study of neural connectivity and network function promises to reveal even more about how the brain operates in health and disease. The ability to measure and modify these complex neural systems opens new avenues for therapeutic intervention, offering hope for more effective treatments for brain-based disorders. This evolving understanding reinforces the view of the brain as a complex, interconnected system where the whole truly is greater than the sum of its parts. Age and gender differences in EEG patterns. The human brain's electrical activity follows distinct developmental trajectories that vary significantly across the lifespan and between sexes. From the earliest moments of life through advanced age, EEG patterns undergo remarkable transformations that reflect both brain maturation and aging processes. These changes offer clinicians valuable insights into normal development and potential pathological conditions. In the newborn brain, the EEG presents a unique pattern dominated by discontinuous activity, characterized by bursts of electrical activity interspersed with periods of relative quiescence. This pattern, known as trace discontinue, gradually evolves into more continuous activity over the first few months of life. By 3 months of age, the infant brain begins to show recognizable sleep stages, though these differ markedly from adult patterns. The emergence of a rudimentary posterior dominant rhythm, initially appearing as a 3 to 4 hertz pattern around 4 months of age, marks a significant developmental milestone. The maturation of EEG patterns through childhood reveals fascinating gender differences. Girls typically show faster maturation of the posterior dominant rhythm compared to boys, achieving adult-like frequencies approximately 6 to 12 months earlier. By age 6, most children display a well-developed alpha rhythm of approximately 8 to 9 hertz, which continues to increase in frequency until reaching the adult rate of 10 hertz by adolescence. This gender disparity in EEG maturation often correlates with earlier verbal development in girls, though individual variations can be substantial. Adolescence brings another wave of significant changes in EEG patterns. During this period, theta activity gradually diminishes in healthy development, while beta activity becomes more prominent, particularly in frontal regions. Gender differences become more pronounced during adolescence, with females typically showing higher amplitude alpha activity and greater left hemisphere coherence compared to males. These differences may relate to hormonal influences on brain development and have implications for understanding gender-specific vulnerabilities to various neurological and psychiatric conditions. The adult EEG shows remarkable stability through middle age, though subtle gender differences persist. Women generally maintain higher amplitude alpha activity and show greater interhemispheric coherence compared to men. These differences become particularly relevant in the context of aging and neurological disorders, as they may influence both the presentation and progression of various conditions. For instance, women with Alzheimer's disease often show different patterns of EEG deterioration compared to men with the same diagnosis, potentially reflecting underlying differences in brain organization and connectivity. As the brain ages, characteristic changes emerge in the EEG pattern. The posterior dominant rhythm typically slows by approximately 0.5 to 1 hertz per decade after age 60, though this varies considerably among individuals. Aging also brings an increase in diffuse slow activity, particularly in the theta range, and a general decrease in alpha amplitude. These changes occur more gradually in women than in men, possibly reflecting the neuroprotective effects of estrogen during the reproductive years. Gender differences in EEG patterns also have important implications for neurofeedback and other therapeutic interventions. Clinicians often need to adjust their treatment protocols based on both age and gender, as optimal frequency bands and training parameters may differ significantly between male and female clients. For example, anxiety disorders, which are more prevalent in women, often present with different patterns of beta activity compared to men with similar symptoms, necessitating gender-specific approaches to neurofeedback training. Understanding these age and gender-related variations in EEG patterns proves crucial for accurate clinical interpretation and intervention planning. What might be considered abnormal in one age group or gender could represent a normal variant in another, making careful consideration of these factors essential for accurate diagnosis and treatment. This knowledge continues to evolve as new research reveals increasingly subtle differences in brain function across different populations, leading to more personalized and effective therapeutic approaches in clinical practice. The journey forward: understanding the brain's electrical symphony. The study of EEG anatomy and function reveals the extraordinary complexity and elegance of the human brain's electrical activity. From the microscopic dance of ions across neural membranes to the grand symphony of coordinated network activity, each level of organization contributes to the remarkable capabilities of human consciousness and cognition. As we've explored the various aspects of EEG, from basic neuronal function through complex network interactions, we've seen how this intricate system maintains the delicate balance necessary for optimal brain function. The clinical implications of this knowledge extend far beyond theoretical understanding. Modern neurofeedback practitioners leverage their understanding of EEG patterns to develop increasingly sophisticated interventions for a wide range of conditions. The ability to recognize age and gender differences, distinguish between normal variants and pathological patterns, and understand the complex interplay between different frequency bands has revolutionized our approach to neurological and psychiatric treatment. Perhaps most exciting is the growing recognition of the brain's remarkable plasticity, evidenced through EEG changes during learning and development. This plasticity provides the foundation for therapeutic interventions, offering hope for conditions once considered intractable. The emerging understanding of neural networks and connectivity patterns opens new avenues for treatment, suggesting possibilities for more targeted and effective interventions. Looking ahead, the field of EEG continues to evolve rapidly. Advances in recording technology, analysis methods, and our understanding of brain function promise even more sophisticated applications in both clinical practice and research. The integration of EEG with other neuroimaging techniques offers unprecedented insight into brain function. While artificial intelligence and machine learning approaches reveal patterns previously hidden in the complexity of EEG data. As we've seen throughout this exploration, the human brain represents an incredible achievement of biological evolution, with its activity reflected in the ever-changing patterns of the EEG. From the first moments of life through advanced age, these patterns tell the story of our neural development, cognitive function, and emotional states. Understanding these patterns and their variations across age, gender, and different mental states provides clinicians with powerful tools for diagnosis and treatment. In conclusion, the study of EEG anatomy and function stands as a testament to both the complexity of the human brain and our growing ability to understand and influence its operation. As we continue to unravel the mysteries of neural function, each discovery brings us closer to more effective treatments for brain-based disorders, while deepening our appreciation for the remarkable organ that makes us who we are. The future of EEG research and clinical application holds immense promise, suggesting that we have only begun to tap the potential of this powerful window into brain function.